Hi, this is AJ, and welcome to Unit 8. Now, the two sounds we're learning in this unit are very difficult for many people, especially many people from Asian countries. Japanese people, for example, I know, have difficulty with these two sounds. R and L. R and L. They're very important sounds in the English language. You need to pronounce them correctly so they sound different. Let's start with L. L. Okay, the L sound. Now the L sound has an open mouth. Okay, we're going to start with an L at the beginning of a word. Okay, and your jaw, this is your jaw. This area of your mouth is called the jaw. It's the part you use to bite, right? Your jaw is going to be down. La 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 la. So not, your mouth is not closed. It's open. And it's kind of relaxed. You can kind of relax it when you make an L sound. And then your tongue is going to go up. It's going to touch the back of your top teeth. So it's hard to see, but it's going to go up and touch these teeth up here. The back of your top teeth, not bottom, top, top. Can you see that? My tongue is up. La, 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 la. La 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 la. Okay, so again, jaw and mouth open and relaxed, and the tongue goes behind your top teeth. You make a sound, right? And then you just drop it. La la. Now when you make the L sound, don't close your mouth. Keep your mouth open. Really, your mouth, your jaw does nothing. Your jaw just stays open. It's all happening from your tongue. La 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 la. I can just sing the L sound again and again. And all I'm doing is moving my tongue to my teeth, touching my teeth, and then I drop it, then back to my teeth, drop it. La 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 la. Maybe mouth moving a little bit, but almost nothing. La 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 la. Let's practice some words. Large. 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 So the L starts, the tongue is touching the top teeth, and then it just drops, and then you say the rest of the word. Large, 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 from the side, large, large. Laugh, 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 laugh. Language, language. Language, it's good. Learn, 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 learn. Very good. Luck, luck, luck. Here's one that's difficult. It's got an L beginning and the end. Loyal, 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 loyal. Let's talk a little more about the L at the end of a word, because the action is kind of backwards. When the L is at the end, your tongue will go up and at the end. So you'll go loyal, loyal. The final L sound, your tongue goes up and touches your teeth, the back of your front teeth, your top teeth, and that's at the end. It'll go up as you make the sound, and it'll stay there. So loyal. So the word skill, skill. See, my tongue finishes in that position, touching the tongue, if it's at the end of a word. Skill, 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 skill. I will do it. Will, 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 will. Here's one. I will, if we push it together to make us a mashup, a short word. I'll, I'll, I'll. The L's at the end. I'll, I'll. I'll do it. I'll, I'll, I'll. All right, very good. Now the R sound. How is the R different? Some people can't hear the difference or can't make the difference, so let me teach you how to do the R and how it's different than L. Now, first difference with R is that, this will help you say it more correctly, is that you can actually push your cheeks, these are your cheeks right here, the sides of your face, you can push your cheeks and your lips and your mouth forward a little bit on the R. Now, in real speech, it's very small. It just kind of tightens a little bit. It's a little tighter. But when we practice, we're going to do it a little bit bigger than normal. We're going to exaggerate. So that's the first thing. You kind of make that little fish face when R. That might help you make it more correctly. Now, another big difference, the biggest difference, is the tongue position. Now, remember in the L, the tongue is touching the teeth. But in the R, the tongue goes back, the front of the tongue, the tip. It curls up and back. It goes up and back for the R. You can't see it because it's back in the middle of my mouth, but it's curling up, curling and going up. So it goes like that. And then the final part, vibration again. The tongue, especially the front of the tongue vibrates, shakes. Also, your throat will vibrate. And for a good R, make it strong, strong vibration. So the three parts again. Push your face forward a little bit, like that, like you're kissing. Tongue curls up and back, right? Up towards the top of your mouth and backwards. And then your tongue vibrates, it shakes, and so does your throat. That's the R. Let's practice some words with R. Make that vibration very, very strong. Now, if you're a Spanish speaker or Italian, this is going to be really easy for you. But if you're Japanese, this might be very tough. Let's do it. Raise. Raise. Lift up. Raise. Get that strong vibration. Raise. Your tongue is shaking inside your mouth and it's also backing up. Raise. Raise. Red. 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 Here's one that has two in it. Rare. Means it's not usual. Rare. R at the beginning and at the end. Rare. 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 Good. Royal. Royal. R at the beginning, L at the end. Royal, this means like a king or queen. Royal. 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 Get the vibration. Royal. 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 Result. 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 Ready. 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 Okay, final note about both R and L at the end of words. When they're at the end of words, you need to pronounce them very, very strongly. Okay, so again, if an R is at the end of a word, make the vibration extra strong, make it a little slower, a little bit longer. Because a big problem that a lot of speakers have, especially speakers from some countries in Asia, is they cut the R's at the end of words, or they cut the L's. So the word rare, for example, they'll say rare, 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 and the final R is weak, and people can't understand it. So the final R, the R's at the end of a word, have to be very strong. Rare, Americans love this R sound, and they love it at the end of words, too. It's got to be strong. Rare, rare. Or even in the middle, very, right? It's not very, it's very. That R and very is super important. Very, make it strong. Same with words with L's at the end, make the L strong. If you're putting like I will, don't say will, that's too weak. Make the L very strong. Will. Okay, don't worry, because we're gonna practice these words a lot. Let's do a couple with the R at the end, and then in the training you're going to be practicing lots and lots. Okay, just a few with the R at the end. Fire. Like a fire, right? Fire. Fire. Strong R at the end. Fire. Fire. Better. Better. better, better. Future, 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 future. All right, you're ready for the training. The training is where you will really practice this and improve your pronunciation of both R and L. And by the way, for some speakers, like again, I mentioned people from Spanish-speaking countries, Italian, you might actually need to make your R's a little softer. Because some Spanish speakers, for example, will make that super strong R. We don't do that in English. If you do it too strong, right, very, it sounds strange. You want, so if you're from a Spanish-speaking country, or then actually soften your R's. A little less vibration might be best. So you have to listen carefully so you can adjust so that your vibration is the same as mine. See you in the training audio.